More Idaho Matters right now. When it comes to adopting a pet, finding the right fit is important, but quite often many animals are ruled out before they're ever even given a chance simply because of their age, which is why November is Adopt a Senior Pet Month. And despite being older, these pets make wonderful companions. And let's be honest, they usually have better manners. So the question is, what's not to love? Joining us now to talk more is Danielle Doctor with the West Valley Humane Society. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So Danielle, what is a senior pet? Is there a specific age that a cat or a dog must hit before it's considered senior?
Yes. So we consider animals 7 years or older to be senior pets at our facility.
So how many senior pets do you have available for adoption right now?
Right now, we have 3 senior pets available for adoption. We have 2 dogs and 1 cat. We have a cute little terrier named Bonnie. She's 7 years old. She's kind of sassy, but she's just the sweetest little thing ever. And she has so much energy. And then we have an adopt from home dog named Chewy. He's a Labrador Retriever mix. Heard great things about him, and he's looking for a home. And then we have 1 black cat named Winston. He's 10 years old. He's kind of a lazy bones and he's picky about his food. He only likes his dry food, but he loves all the scratches and cuddles he can get.
So what do you usually find when it comes to senior pet adoption? I mean, are they difficult for you to find homes for?
Sometimes I think a lot of people associate older pets with higher and maybe more vet bills. But honestly, if the pet has received preventative care its whole life, it may be perfectly healthy. It's just really important to get a health assessment from a veterinarian before you adopt. And then you can kind of make that decision for yourself if adopting a senior pet is the right fit for you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we try really hard to push getting our senior pets into loving homes so that they can kind of spend their golden years in love and in gratitude.
So I know at West Valley, you guys have done a couple of things to make these kinds of adoptions a bit easier. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, so senior pets are discounted. They're a lot cheaper than getting a puppy or kitten. Kitten is typically around a $100 adoption fee, but let's say a cat like Winston, our 10-year-old cat, he's only $25 to adopt. And then also for people that are 65 years and older, you're going to receive a 15% off discount on top of that.
And if you're not at a point where you're ready to adopt, or maybe it doesn't fit fully in your lifestyle to make that big of a commitment, Danielle, can people foster animals as well and these senior animals?
Absolutely. Fostering is a great alternative for people that aren't ready to make that long-term commitment of having a pet.
And I know you said you have 3 senior pets right now, but how often, how many do you normally see?
Typically, I've seen about 4 to 6 senior pets available for adoption a month. And based on our reports just from last year, we had around 109 senior pets come through our facility.
And why are they normally brought into your facility? I'm wondering if sometimes if they're like older, like if maybe sometimes it's like an, you know, someone maybe who's a senior citizen themselves and maybe can't care for the pet anymore. Or, I mean, is there a trend or is there not?
I mean, there is a lot of reasons why we get senior pets. Sometimes people can't afford the vet bills anymore, or they think they're just getting too old to the point where they can't afford to care for these animals anymore. Yeah. And then maybe sometimes people move out of the area and they just kind of take the easy way out and leave it up for animal control to kind of deal with, and we end up getting them back at our shelter.
So I know you said earlier in the conversation that as long as they've had preventative care, normally, you know, they're healthy, but it's important to get a health assessment with a veterinarian if you're concerned about that with an older pet. But what are some of the benefits of adopting a senior pet?
When you adopt a senior pet, you know exactly who you're going to get when you adopt. They already have a fixed personality and their physical size is established. They've grown to their full size. Senior pets are usually potty trained and well socialized. They have so much wisdom. They've met so many people and they typically have a calmer demeanor. So for families with younger children or maybe older individuals, adopting a senior is probably a good fit for you. And I just think senior pets have so much love to give and they're incredibly grateful for any love you give them.
So before we let you go, I only have about 2 minutes with you, but I want to talk about a new campaign you recently launched called Home for the Holidays. Can you talk to us about this?
Yes. So from now until the end of the year, West Valley Humane Society is going to be waiving all impound boarding and reclaim fees for first-time impounds here at our shelter. And this is just going to kind of provide people with a better opportunity to bring your pets home without financial barriers and to just have your pet home back for the holidays.
How many pets are usually reclaimed?
In our facility, our reports say that only about 30 to 40% of the animals that we get in from Animal Patrol are reclaimed by their owners.
So I know you mentioned sometimes it's cost, right? That people are like, well, I can't afford to go get my pet back. Is that the most common reason? And are there other reasons as to why maybe this happens and folks don't reclaim their pet?
There's that. And also maybe some dogs have some behavioral issues and there's just a lack of willingness to spend the time or money to resolve the situation or the pet's behavior. So they kind of just take the easy way out. And there's also some people that we contact and they just flat out refuse to come for their pet. And we have no idea why.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking to us about the Home for the Holidays campaign, but also the fact that it is Senior Pet Adoption Month and learning a little bit more about these special animals. Danielle, appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Samantha.
We've been talking with Danielle Doctor with the West Valley Humane Society about Adopt a Senior Pet Month. You can see pictures of the senior pets. They're available for adoption at West Valley, but go to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org, and you can see those cute little faces. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.